attacked our church members? How about preached angry and bitter sermons about our church members and our pastor friends? I mean, they're calling our church members. I'm talking about people from Verity Baptist Church and other churches of Like Faith and Practice. They're calling them clowns, bozos, stooges. People get all mad. Oh, Pastor Thompson called them out by name. He called out Pastor Anderson and Pastor Shelley by name and called them stupid. I mean, what are we supposed to think? And this is what people with that no discernment have. Because they'll say, well, he didn't say Pastor Anderson is stupid. Okay, here's what he said. Does Pastor Anderson do stupid things? Yes! You say, that's not the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. He's calling him stupid. You say, well, don't pastors get to disagree? Look, I've stood up here and preached sermons, and I've taught things that I knew my pastor friends maybe were a little different on. And you know what somebody who's normal, who actually loves their friends, says? You know, when we're preaching against false prophets, we just rip on them and whatever. But you know when somebody actually has a friend and loves their friend? I mean, you've heard me say, I'll stand up here and I'll say, now look, this is on this issue or on this position, I've got pastor friends that maybe they believe something a little different, and that's fine. They're independent Baptists in their church. They can do whatever they want. But here's what we do. Here's what we believe. That's how people who like each other talk. Amen. You know that? Let me help some of you that don't have any discernment. You know that we communicate on a larger level than just our words? You don't only communicate using your words. You communicate using your body language. You communicate using your facial expressions. You communicate using your tone of voice. You communicate using all sorts of things. And I dare you to go listen to that sermon and tell me you're not listening to a very bitter and angry man. And he tells you in the sermon what he's bitter about. He's mad that people are listening in his church. People are listening to Pastor Anderson and Pastor Jimenez and Pastor Mejia and all these other pastors in the new IFB. You say, well, they shouldn't be listening to Pastor Anderson. Well, let me let you in on a little secret. They're only there because of Pastor Anderson. Amen. They preach these angry sermons. And look, those of you who say, you came to the wrong conclusion. Well, what other conclusion were we supposed to come to when they're attacking us about coronavirus? When they're befriending everybody that turns against us, when they're attacking the kids in the new IFB, when they're attacking our church members for doing what the Bible tells them to do, when they preach angry, bitter sermons about our church, and the other people say, but he didn't call you out by name. Well, that's the point of subtle, passive-aggressive attacks. You say, but why are they being subtle? Here's why they're being subtle. You say, why won't they just come out against you? Here's why they won't come out against us. Because they're still feeding off us.